Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad I'm here, too, because I'm in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, one of my favorite cities, and I'm doing one of my favorite things. I get to hang out with a bunch of chamber folks. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've been listening to my show for the last 10 or so years, you know how dedicated I am to Chambers of Commerce, how much I believe Chambers of Commerce are the most important organizations, one of the top two or three most important organizations in the country. And I've been a member of my own chamber for over three decades, joined when I was only four. And I have had a great time, and I've enjoyed supporting Chambers. And so I'm here at the American Chamber of Commerce Executives Conference, and our host is Barbara McNeese. She is the president of the Greater Pittsburgh Chamber of Commerce. She's been doing chambers for a long time, too, as an executive. And she's done this before. This isn't her first rodeo, but I think maybe the first time the ACC has been here under her watch. And so let's get her in here. Barbara McNeese, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. This is the first time ACC ever has come to Pittsburgh.
Right.
And there's a story behind it. This is Pittsburgh's 250th anniversary of the naming of the
Pittsburgh
region.
Congratulations.
And one of our charges from leadership, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, everybody that belonged to any organization, had any affiliations, were to try and bring them to Pittsburgh for Pittsburgh.
250
celebration. So with
spring, is that what they called it?
Mm-hmm. And it was wonderful.
Couldn't replicate the Alps, though, could they? The Alleghenies are close, but
the Alleghenies
not
are close. They loved the tour, and ironically, the route of the tour, Route 30, and part of the Turnpike, are built on the Forbes Trail,
mm-hmm.
the trail that General Forbes forged through
wow.
to come to the point to really make Pittsburgh the commerce center that mm-hmm. it is now, and helped an emerging nation move forward.
Well, no question about it. This was the gateway to the West, wasn't it?
It was. Still
yeah.
is.
Yeah, still is. That's right. See, that's the president of the Chamber of Commerce, folks. You can tell she's always on message. Well, talk to the audience a little bit about, and by the way, the things that you just described. See, this is what I talk to small business owners about being a member of the chamber. Why it's so important is because what you just talked about with your chamber is doing, there really isn't any other entity in a community that can pull that off.
That's very
because
true.
There's either politics or there's something else involved. Chambers cut across all the boundaries, don't they?
Our organizations are just finishing up our strategic planning that will take us through the next 3 years starting in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
So as we've put our groups together and our focus groups and what should we do, and there are a lot of people that want things on our agenda,
mm-hmm.
and their comment always is, if it's on your agenda, it will get done.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the reputation of these organizations across the country and around the world.
Well, exactly, but you've got to have you got to have the politicians on your side, you have the business community on your side, and that's what chambers do.
A lot of collaboration, consensus
yeah.
building. And as you mentioned, I've been in the chamber business back in 1980, did a stint with government.
Started when you were four, too, right?
I was four. and I'm now back in the chamber business. And there's been a real evolution from chambers just being the voice of business.
Mm-hmm.
We still do that. All of the competitiveness issues, how to make our area better. But we've also, over the years, are much more community-oriented around community
mm-hmm.
development, sustainable development.
Right.
What's your community and your vision going to be?
Including things like the arts and sports
right.
and things
and
like
you
that.
Were telling me a great story about visiting our Carnegie
oh,
Museum
yeah.
system.
2 years ago. That was a wonderful exhibit of the dinosaurs.
Right.
Yeah. What a great attraction.
The Carnegie brings in international opportunities for people to visit and see, as well as having the Andy Warhol Museum, mm-hmm. the Carnegie Science Center. It's mm-hmm. all part of the museum structure. So we really like to think of ourselves as leaders both in arts and culture, as well as business.
And Pittsburgh is like many of the 19th century, the cities that really came of age in the 19th century. You had to make a conversion.
Absolutely.
From the smokestack residual to the new industries, and you've done it.
We have done it very successfully, and that's why we wanted to bring so many people to Pittsburgh and to our region mm-hmm. for this 250th celebration, so that people can actually see we're a clean city, our quality of life is wonderful, our diversification in industry, technology, innovation. We like to say Pittsburgh made a lot of things that make the world work. All the glass, the steel, yeah. the bridges, all of that was made here. It built our city, and
some
it's built a lot
good,
of other cities.
Some pretty darn good football. On baseball too.
Absolutely, that doesn't hurt. And penguins.
That's
our
right.
Penguins
yeah.
are great this year.
Well, I'm not as big of a hockey fan as I am the football and baseball, but sure remember those two teams. So now the Chamber's been around since 1876. Is that
yes.
right?
Yes. Yes.
Congratulations. It's a great heritage, and was started by Mr. Carnegie. I think
he was one
of the founders, and some of the others. Mm-hmm. What would you like to tell Pete? You know, one thing you were telling me earlier that I really was happy to hear. Is that you know, so many young people leave their hometown and never come back, but your children are coming home to roost, aren't they?
They are. One of our best recruiting efforts in terms of talent attraction is bringing people back to Pittsburgh, people mm-hmm. who either grew up here or people who went to college here, one of the universities. We have over 130,000 students annually that come to the 35 universities and colleges in our region. Mm-hmm. So we reach out. We know where those people are, and we have lots of opportunities now in Pittsburgh. So we reach out in terms of talent attraction, do that boomerang to
right.
get them back. Once people come to Pittsburgh, they love it. They don't like to leave. Mm-hmm. So it's been successful for us.
What would you now give us the website.
You can go to our 250th website,
yeah.
which will tell you all about the region.
Right.
So it's the Pittsburgh250.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Pittsburgh250.com. And the regular website is Pittsburgh...
www.pittsburghchamber.com.
Chamber.com. Okay, mm-hmm. Sounds good. Barbara, it's been a pleasure having you here. Thanks for hosting the ACCE here. Thanks for having me here. I'm enjoying this. I'm looking forward to working with you and the rest of the folks today and tomorrow. And congratulations on all the things you've accomplished here at the Pittsburgh Chamber of Commerce.
Well, thank you, and thank you for being such a good advocate for us.
Oh yeah, no, I'm the chamber's best friend. Thank you,
thank you,
Barbara. Barbara McNeese, ladies and gentlemen. She is the president of the Greater Pittsburgh Chamber of Commerce. And I'll be right back with Harvey Schmidt. We're going to his place next year. Actually, I was there this year speaking to that group, the Raleigh Chamber. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Here we are. Right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.